Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is July 26th, Friday, 2019, Day 207. Today's theme is very special. Signs and wonders happened yesterday in the home of Reverend Tom Needham and Rosemary. Yeah. Call on the Lord and we'll be saved. Now, I am in the home of Tom and Rosemary. Yeah, and I have the recording with them. Yeah, say hello to...
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. It's Rosemary and hubby Tom.
So, wow, today is very, very special. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Throw all those negative feelings away and receive those positive things and feelings from the Lord. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. I don't know whether you can see this verse. If you can see, let's pray together. Okay? Yeah.
Okay.
Have your glasses. Okay.
Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence and then we pray. Now, let's pray together. Yeah.
Dear Lord Jesus,
thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Now, just pause and we don't need to say it out. You just tell Jesus in your own way.
Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you.
Holy Spirit,
fill me that I may be able to receive your gift, to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 78 verses 56 to 64. 2 Chronicles chapter 17 verse 1 to chapter 18 verse 34. Romans chapter 9 verse 22 to chapter 10 verse 13. Proverbs 20 verses 2 to 3. Now I have two main passages today. The first one is from Romans chapter 10 verses 9 to 13. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The second passage is from 2 Chronicles chapter 18 verses 30 to 32. Now the king of Aram has ordered his chariot commanders, Do not fight with anyone, small or great, except the king of Israel. When the chariot commanders saw Jehoshaphat, they thought, "This is the king of Israel." So they turned to attack him. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him. God drew them away from him. For when the chariot commander saw that he was not the king of Israel, they stopped pursuing him. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. Today's Romans tells us very clearly that those call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Today's 2 Chronicles gives us a very vivid example of how King Jehoshaphat called on the name of the Lord in his most critical time of being chased and killed, that he was being saved. Yesterday, I came to Regina, Saskatchewan, to pray for Reverend Tom Needham as his leukemia came back after 6 years of completely being healed. We witnessed great signs and wonders in his home and experienced, call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Number one, Jesus prepared many priests to pray for Tom. When I stepped into Tom and Rosemary's home, I switched on my cell to join AM Canada's monthly clergy call, and we had many priests pray for Tom and Rosemary. We heard their sharing, saw their faces, and prayed for them, giving them lots of support, and they felt not being left alone in this crisis, right?
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Number two, Jesus used Reverend Ignatius Ng, my elder son and family pastor of Richmond Emmanuel Church, to give Tom an important message and encouragement from Jesus himself. Just 1 minute after the clergy call, I received Iggy's message. He said, you can go to the blog and see the photo I took in my cell phone. I received a word and picture for Tom and Rosemary. Please share with them. God says to you, freedom. You may think you are trapped by your disease, but in this season, God is going to give you a new freedom in him. Although the sorrow lasts for the night, the joy comes in the morning. I saw a picture of dancing while we were praying. Abba says he is dancing with Tom and Rosemary in what seems like a storm. But he's going to lead the dance, so just follow him. The Father will restore joy to your physical, emotional, and spiritual wellness. Come to join me in my dance and dwell in my presence. Now, number three. Jesus used me to explain to Tom and Rosemary what did Iggy's message means to them. So I asked them, have you watched Kevin Costner's Dances with Wolves? Both of them said they loved that movie and they even went to the place they shot that movie in South Dakota. They described the main theme of the movie is, number one, not to be afraid of your enemies. In the movies, it's first the cruel and killer Indians, and the second is loss of wolves. Number two, you are never alone. Right?
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Wow. Then I asked, now, the Holy Spirit used both Iggy and me to tell you something important in your crisis. What is it? They said, we are not alone and no need to fear the wolves, enemies, those millions of cancer cells. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. That's yesterday,
very
huh?
Good.
Now, today. Okay, now. And after that, Tom shared his story of being saved while three couples arrived and also their daughter-in-law, Carla. Now, it's better for you, Tom and Rosemary, to share with us what happened in 1974 that you were being saved on the same day as you also being baptized by the Holy Spirit and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues. Yeah, just tell them. Yeah,
I think I've been looking for God all of my life, but it became very intense as a young adult with two children. I began a really intense search in different churches. I ran into the Jehovah's Witnesses at my door, and I was studying with them for months. But I had doubts, and I called two Anglican ladies, Noelle and Brenda Hillock, and they took me to a prayer meeting. And it was very, very different than the Jehovah's Witnesses. But I was still hard-hearted and indoctrinated, and I asked my husband to go the next week.
Well, she was at the prayer meeting. We were living in Winnipeg at the time, and the lights went out, and I went out to the balcony in order to make myself a cup of coffee with a fondue pot. And I looked up into the heavens, and I shook my fist, and I said, "Some damn God you are. She's been looking for you for 5 years, and you haven't even got the guts to show your face." Well, a week later, I got talked into going into the prayer meeting, and all I wanted at the prayer meeting was I wanted a cigarette and wanted to get the heck out of there. And at the end of the prayer meeting, somebody said to me, "Tom, tell us something about yourself." I started to speak, and this lump, great big lump, came to my throat. And the next thing I knew, I was collapsed under my wife's lap, just crying, just the tears just streaming down my face. And I knew at that time that there was another person in the room who was Jesus. And I said, "Jesus, I want you. Jesus, I need you." And it started from the bottom of my feet all the way up through my body, this warm ripple, as Jesus was just cleansing me. And I started speaking in a funny language, still crying like a baby. And then about a week later.
Yeah, a week later, when Tom had his conversion and was even praying for other people before he left the prayer meeting, amazing, I knew something really, really big had happened to him, but I didn't understand in my heart and my spirit, and I was puzzling it over in my mind, and I just didn't understand. I was just looking for God with my head, not with my heart, and then I was vacuuming in the hallway, and suddenly Jesus came to my spirit, to my heart. And he was saying to me, stop going to all these different churches and searching for the right church. And stop trying to make yourself good before you come to me. Just give up. Give yourself up to me now. I will come in to you and do the work. And I gave myself up to Jesus. And he came in and I was filled with such joy and such love for people. Even people I didn't know. I just loved people, and I looked at people with love like Jesus does, and I had never felt anything like that before. It was a whole new heart, a whole new life.
Then the following Sunday, when we went to the local Anglican church, we opened up the prayer book, and the liturgy just jumped out of the pages. It was alive. And I could understand it. And before that, it was just a series of words. And it became alive.
And you seek for an appointment with the bishop.
Yeah. And then a few months later, I had this feeling that I just had to go and see the bishop. And I did not know why I had to go see him, but I just had to go and see him. And Rose came home one night and said to me, "Tom, what's wrong with you?" And I told her that I had to go see the bishop. She phoned our local clergyman, and he said he'd make an appointment for me, and it'd be 2 to 3 weeks. Well, it was 2 days. And I went in to see him, and he said that if I had come any later, it would be too late for me to go to ACPO that year. Mm-hmm. And I found myself enrolled in a course in the university that very night. And after that, it was like slipping on a banana peel.
And just away we go. Yeah. And within a year, Tom is a priest. Yeah. Well, I mean, in seminary, I should say, sorry, in seminary. And then on his way to being a priest.
And then you resign from the Air Force, and then you get seminary.
Yeah.
And then later, being ordained as a priest, and then went back to the Air Force?
No, I went up north to Gillam, Manitoba, and did 3 years there.
Yeah.
Oh. And then I went back into the Air Force as a chaplain.
As a chaplain. And then became a major when you retired in 1996.
I retired as a major, yeah.
Wow! Yeah, so how precious this recording is. Yes! Call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Yeah, will be saved. Yes. We do not know whether Tom can get through this time. We do not know. What we know is that he and Rosemary experienced how great God really is yesterday. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
So please pray for them. And I'm going, well, actually, I'm in Israel from now. Yeah. So this is a very precious moment. Yeah. Tom, could you lead us into prayer that many people all over the world, well, this block has more than 1 million visits and more than people from 120 countries. So just pray for them as the Holy Spirit leads you.
Yeah. One of my favorite hymns is Today I Lift Myself. Mm. And the line that that really grabs me is the one, if Christ will use my bark, I will set out for another cruise.
Mm. St. Patrick's breastplate.
Yeah, so let us pray.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, I just hold you up right now, Lord Jesus. As you say, if you lift me up, I just ask you, Lord, that you will use our words and our testimony to touch many, many lives. And that people will come to realize that all they have to do, Lord Jesus, they don't have to be good, but all they have to do is just surrender to you. And then you will do the rest. And I thank you, Lord, for dying upon the cross for me and for others. And I thank you, Lord, for all that you have done in my life and our marriage of 52 years. And I hold you and I praise you and I thank you.
I'm thankful that the church is a family. I've discovered that yesterday in a new way, that there's a family for me in the church, that I'm part of a family that crosses Canada with the AM and with our own church, and that God's people are a family.
Thank you, Lord, for that family.
And again, I warn against the cults. I did spend also 2 years in the Worldwide Church of God. And any church that doesn't say Jesus Christ is Almighty God and is unique is not Christian, is not for us.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. So reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration, encouragement, and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is the next step for you to experience when you call on the name of the Lord will be saved? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe next time when you have all your families together, you can play this podcast.
Yeah, okay.
And see what they think, what they receive, and pray together. So we have a Family Corner every time to encourage family together, sharing God's word and his presence, and pray together. May the Lord bless you. Now, as we finish the podcast, and Tom suddenly had another testimony that is very important, and I invite him to share with you how God used him mightily. In what year?
Oh, that'd be 79, 80.
Okay, tell us what happened.
Okay. When I was stationed in in Penhold, Alberta, just outside of Red Deer, Rose and I went to a full gospel businessman's supper. And when we were sitting there, the speaker got up, the head speaker, the guy who was giving his testimony, and he began his testimony like this. He said, "When I was working for Manitoba Hydro in Gillam, Manitoba, there was this retired little captain who was the priest of the Anglican Church, and he came over to speak to my wife. And he spoke to my wife about Jesus, and he spoke to my wife about accepting Christ and salvation and etc. And he did not know, but I was in the living room and I was listening."
And later,
I guess he came and he accepted the Lord.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
God answers.
And his wife received Jesus at that time when you talked to her?
Not really at that particular time.
Hmm.
But I think I struck a chord with her.
Yeah.
And I think, obviously she was saved too.
Wow, hallelujah. Thank you a lot. Bless you all.